VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And that's great, but now we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. Come a wassailing with us.
What the heck is wassailing? I know.
I think it's when you go annoying neighbors by singing out of tune old Christmas carols, and then they give you wassail.
Oh.
Which is some, like, it's like a hot toddy.
Drink. Uh-huh.
And it makes you drunk, so you sound worse, but it makes them
neighbors.
Drunk, so you sound better.
Yeah. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, and what we're doing today is we're giving away these lovely little eBay Eco pins, which are eco-friendly, and all you have to do is call up and tell us something that you sold on eBay, and if possible, if you could tell us what it was, that would be great. Some people are giving us their item numbers.
I love it.
She sold the caller that sold the gorilla. What did she pay for it, Griff?
25 cents
and sold it for
$64.
$64. Oh, God. We love to hear these stories.
I remember this. Why don't you?
That's not even necessary because I'm doing all the work here and you're just sitting and talking.
Oh, there she goes.
I have to type up all this crap.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to play the world's smallest violin.
Lisa in Atlanta, Georgia. User ID Historic Roswell. Hey, Lisa, what's your question or comment today?
Hi. Well, I actually have a question. Well, it's sort of a comment more than it is a question. For years, I didn't ship international. I thought it was too much trouble, to be perfectly honest with you. And you guys have made such strides in encouraging us that it really is not a lot of trouble at all. It's very easy. So I decided that I would start selling international, and I didn't exclude any countries. I just shipped worldwide, and I always have been one to ship very cheaply. I mean, if I just don't want to charge my buyers more than we have to. Mm-hmm. So what happened to me was that I had a figurine, and I had it out there listed, and a gentleman in Russia bought it. I had started it out very low at $4.99. It was worth quite a bit more than that. And he purchased it. The shipping to Russia was like $18.99. I got charged for the $4.99 plus, you know, the shipping. And I just didn't think that that was quite fair because I didn't make any money on the shipping. And this new program that we have now, you have to pay on, you know, you don't, if you have free listings, which I get 50 free listings, if you sell it, then you're charged on the actual price of the sale and the shipping. And in this case, I got whipped on this because of the shipping was so much. And I was just wondering if you guys had ever addressed that.
So, no, we haven't. It was a change that was made several years ago. But you're talking about the final value fee that eBay charges for selling. And it's charged,
that's
it's right. Always, for every seller, always charged on the total amount of the payment. That includes the price or of the item or the amount it's sold for and the shipping. And the way around this, which would help you, is to consider using the global shipping program. Because in a case like that, if you charge shipping domestically, and you sell the item to someone who is in a country that's one of the, I think it's close to 40 countries now, that to which the global shipping program will work, you only ship the item to Kentucky, you only pay to ship the item to Kentucky, and you can charge the buyer that, or you can, like I do, I say free shipping and I just put it into the item price. That would keep that cost down, absolutely, because
okay.
you wouldn't be paying.
Go ahead. I mean, I was going to say, I started out trying this. I had so many disgruntled buyers because they felt like they got charged so much by using that service. I mean, for instance, they don't ship at the lowest rate that way. See, I ship international. When I ship internationally, if it can go international first class, I send it that way because it's a lot less expensive. Yeah. And they don't do that at the shipping center. I mean, I understand why they don't, because you can't ship, you can't insure first class. But I had so many buyers that were so upset with the fact that they had gotten charged so much for that I just stopped doing it. But now that you mention it, you said something about me putting the price into the cost of the item, would that help me in any way? I mean,
well, it depends. It could help you. So here's the first thing to help you. This is a given reality on eBay, so it should drive how you price items. When you price an item, you have to figure in, as a seller, and I'm assuming you're selling on a regular basis, so that makes you a business. You have to know, you have to be able to presume and know up front what your costs are going to be for selling. And one of the costs is a final value fee based on the total price plus shipping. So if you know that, that information helps you make the decisions that you need to make about what to charge for the item and whether or not you want to offer calculated shipping, flat rate shipping that the buyer pays, or free shipping. And the way most sellers handle that is they know they have formulas, depending on what it is they're selling, to determine what it's going to cost in a worst-case scenario, add that amount to the item price, and just sell it for that amount. This sounds like it was an auction format, right?
It was.
Yeah. The risk with an auction format is that your item could sell for a lot less than you think it's worth. And in a case like that, and in a case like that, if your buyer is in Russia, the buyer is paying you the shipping that they're going to pay, but you're going to get charged a final value fee on that amount. And there's no way around that. I mean, then that's not going to change. I don't want to mislead anyone into thinking this is negotiable. That is a given change. It's finished. It's over. It's not going back.
Yeah. And so that's fine. I mean, I understand.
But here is a way you can address it. Are you a top rated seller?
Not at the current time, but I have been in the past. I fell below for one reason or the other. I don't know right now off the top of my head.
So one of the advantages of being a top-rated seller is that if you charge for shipping, right, a separate cost, you're not getting the 20% discount on anything but the item price. You're not getting the 20% on the extra shipping. If you include the shipping in your price, you're getting a 20% final value fee discount on that entire amount. And although it's not 100% offset, it's a 20% offset of what you might have to pay in situations like this one. A little note about the disgruntled buyers. I sell shirts. I sell them all through the GSP program. And when a buyer contacts me on occasion, I don't have a lot of buyers doing this, saying, gee, the price of this shirt is more than what, comparable shirts. And it says, I know you're going through eBay's program. I just want to let you know I'm not going to buy your shirt, or I don't want to pay that money. My response is always a polite email back that tells them why it's more money. And the reason why it's more money is that, unlike USPS, and they're the cheapest when it comes to this, that item is going to be delivered to their door, not to customs where they have to come and pick it up. It'll be delivered to their door with tracking, and there will be no added surprises, which is, believe me, more buyers in international destinations complain about surprise charges that their country habitation are adds to the item once it arrives in their country in the way of either custom duties and or taxes. And that can be a much more unpleasant surprise than finding out beforehand. So I always alert the buyer. I inform them. I say, well, yeah, here's why this is a better situation. You aren't going to get surprised, and your item is guaranteed delivery right to your door. And that's what you're paying for, the extra. I never agree to take it off. So if someone says, will you sell the item to me outside of the program? I said, no, I'm sorry, I can't. I always find I still have international buyers, and they're happy. A lot of people, so it's different for different countries, and I don't know what it's like for Russia. I would never, ever, and I've had this bad experience in the past, sell to Russia through USPS without the global shipping program.
Oh, really?
There's no guarantee. Look, I don't want to badmouth one single country, but there are several countries, Russia being one of them, where it is a known risk, a greater percentage risk, that your item is going to quote-unquote disappear once it arrives at their doorstep. So that's one of the reasons why. The global shipping program takes all of that potential hassle out of it. It hasn't really dampened my international sales. I still make the same number of international sales for my shirts that I've made in the past. And it's easier for the buyer in the end. So That's a separate recommendation about GPS. It's up to a seller whether they want to use it or not. I mean, for some sellers, I think if it's a low-value item, it becomes more of a question of am I going to hurt my sales? Because as much as I'm trying, or we're trying to get the message out to all international buyers about why this is a good value, a lot of them, they're just not even reading it or not buying it. So you have to test it. And if it hasn't worked for you, then there it is, and you don't have to use it. But the risk is, like I said, you're going to have to pay for that charge, the final value fee on that charge. And there's also, if something goes wrong, you're exposed to more risk if the item disappears in transit, that you may end up having to eat the cost of that item if the buyer files a case. So eliminating all that risk to me is well worth the occasional email from a disgruntled buyer. I hope that helps. This segment was brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. Call us from your winter wonderland at 888-723-4630. We're on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 227.
The holiday shopping season is in full swing. And if you want to have a successful selling season as well, here's a tip from the Queen of Auctions, Lynn Drawley. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller, the Queen of Auctions. Her tip, get busy.
You know, I just have to remind everyone that in the holiday season, you've really got to be listing, 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 because people are looking for new items that come on that will drive sales to your store items. A lot of people want the buy it now, but it's the auctions that drive it to the buy it now. And now what you want to do is you want to just be really on top of every question you get, every best offer, and you want to always keep that customer, you know, in mind.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
So you've poked around and found the next hot item to list in your eBay store. That's awesome, but you'd like more information about how similar products are moving. It's time to sign up for Terapeak's free trial, and here's why. Terapeak's got pricing and sales info on everything sold on eBay for the past 12 months. That's cool, and it will help make smarter product sourcing decisions. Terapeak has lists of hot sellers across all of eBay and also by category. That's smart. Then there's choosing the right words for search optimization and for writing listings that sell. Terapeak helps with that. Terapeak provides reliable market insight into your eBay opportunities. And there's that free trial thing again. Terapeak, you really should check them out. People who use Terapeak swear by it because it makes product research a whole lot easier. Go to Terapeak.com and get the free trial today.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. Christmas became a national holiday in America on June 26, 1870. And did you know more diamonds are sold around Christmas than any other time of the year? Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.
It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We are on tenterhooks waiting for your call, and they're starting to hurt. Call us now, 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Stitch Labs Inventory Management for eBay sellers. Join in our reindeer games. 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630. What games do reindeers play?
Oh, pin the tail on the one in front of... I don't know. I don't know. Oh.
Ditson with Blitzen.
This is our last show of the year.
Yeah, I know. We say that every year.
We won't be.
And somehow we still manage to soldier on. I don't know.
You know, we've updated the eBay radio player with a contact us link. Yeah. So if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're live on the air. All you have to do is click contact us on the eBay radio player, the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. Fill out the web form and hit the submit button. We can't promise to respond to every email we receive, but we do our best, and almost always we get all of them in.
Don't we?
So if you can't call us for some reason, go ahead and use the contact us link. But Matt could call in, and he did. Matt is in Sidro Woolley, Washington. His user ID is Matt Becca. Hello, Matt. What's your question or comment today?
Hello. I'm just calling in about the something I sold this week.
All yes. right. And what did you sell?
And it's not so much the thing I sold as the sale with the first-time buyer that you were talking about last week. I sold, it's a connecting rod to an engine off of a lawnmower. It's the type of thing I sell. But it was by a first-time buyer, and after he bought it, I got a PayPal hold on funds saying it was something wrong with the sale, and then with eBay, they shut down the listing and refunded me. And then 2 days later, the guy set up a new account and bought it, and everything is good.
Hmm, that's strange.
Yeah.
I've sold to a lot of first-time buyers. This one was odd, but everything seems to be just fine, and it's shipped. And
Were you a little nervous?
No, I've had one before, and the seller protection covers you as long as I was almost wishing I had shipped it because then it would be covered. But the only time I've had that happen before, an item had already been shipped, and they still covered me for it.
Well, Matt, you just won an eBay EcoPen.
All right.
So if you send me your information, please, your address and your phone number to lee@voicemarketing.com, Griff and I will get that pen out to you right away.
We will.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you so much,
All right.
Matt.
Thank you.
We appreciate your call. And I know that it probably is nervous. It gets people a little nervous when it's a first-time buyer, just like it gets buyers nervous when it's a first-time seller.
Yeah. I have nothing to fear from first-time buyers. In fact, I always make a point of saying, it looks like this is your first time on eBay.
Yay!
I'm so glad you could have your first time with me.
You know what?
I'll treat you right.
Because you never forget your first one.
Here, have a cigarette.
That's it.
Would you like your eggs scrambled?
Okay, I'm going to get you out of this, all right?
No, you're not.
We just got a contact us message from Carol in Paterson, New Jersey, known on eBay as Vintage Vixen's Closet. We know Carol. Carol says, in addition to winter holiday and gift items, this week I have sold 3 Goosebumps Halloween costumes. After Halloween, I purchased a bag of approximately 30 costumes for $11. I think if you add some fur, this one could pass for Krampus. And she's given you the item number, Griff. It is 2613.
Wait.
Okay.
2613.
2437.
2437.
8175. She thinks it could be look like Krampus.
Let's see. It's coming up the photo. Oh, no, what happened? Oh, darn it. Did I see original listing? That's what I want to see.
Yeah, you need to click
on
that.
So it says here, I don't know. I mean,
she said add hair.
Yeah, I mean, there's different looks to Krampus. I guess you could Krampus it up, but. Yeah, it's all right.
So I'm going to accept people who send me stuff through the contact us link today to win the pen also. So if you would be so kind as to send to lee@voicemarketing.com your name, address, and phone number and that you won the pen, I would appreciate that, and I'll send it on out to you. So we appreciate you sending over this contact us. And Griff, we only have one more minute?
Yeah, and I have to make a quick correction.
Okay.
So our very good friend, Carolyn C.J. Jacinto, reminds me that actually my advice about international shipping wasn't absolutely correct. You don't always pay the higher price on shipping on international. Final value fees on shipping charges are calculated using the shipping service the buyer chooses. However, when you offer an international or a one-day shipping service and it's selected by your buyer, your final value fee for shipping is calculated using whichever service is less expensive. either the first domestic service in your listing that isn't one day, or your international or one day shipping service. So it's not always true that the seller or is going to pay the highest, you know, is going to be charged the final value shipping on the highest price. It depends on what the seller, the buyer selects. One more hour coming up. This segment was brought to you by Stitch Labs Inventory Management for eBay. Sellers wish us the joys of the season at 888 Radio 30 here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
On eBay is easier with Stitch Labs inventory management for eBay sellers. We keep your inventory up to date and automatically relist for you. Stitch puts your inventory, orders, and shipping info in one central spot that you can access from anywhere. Not sure what items are selling best or what your sales trends are? Our easy-to-read reports will tell you. Enjoy a free extended trial at stitchlabs.com discount code eBay Radio. That's stitchlabs.com discount code eBay Radio.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listing dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griffin Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Inventory Scouts is a brand new company to eBay sellers. In a nutshell, they're an online directory for product sourcing, but with a few new twists. First, they verify all of their vendors. Then they show the average star ratings given by actual users. Plus, you can rate the vendors yourself. There's over 10,000 of them. Go to InventoryScouts.com. Sign up for your free account today. That's InventoryScouts.com for fast and free sourcing solutions.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
Communicating your international shipping policies in a concise manner will help you reach more customers in the global marketplace. For instance, letting overseas buyers know that they're responsible for customs fees or that they may experience customs-related delays. Just this little added information will help them feel more comfortable buying from your listing. The more assurance you can offer to your buyers that you understand their purchasing experience, the more favorably they will view what you have to offer. It's time to expand your business globally. So remember to think of your international customers' perspective when you compose your listing. And who knows, maybe soon you'll be seeing repeat sales from overseas.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.